You're listening to the Westside Podcast, a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
Amen. All right. I want to bring up to initiate our solitude practice and teaching Mr. Joe Alonzo.
I like the Mr. part. All right. Welcome, guys. It is an honor for me to be up here doing a midweek for the first time, I guess, in this place over here. We are on week two of our summer series from the book called Practicing the Way, written by John Mark Comer. And most of it is about solitude, and this is what we will be doing for our summer for the next 3 weeks or so. All right, so we're going to do a quick recap of the different weeks. So we had week one, which was the quiet place. The quiet place was presented by Billy, and he reminded us of how important it is to spend time with God, and that solitude is the intentional alone time between you and God. Week two is encountering with ourselves. So this is what we will be doing today. So Reese and I have a presentation for you. And then week three will be presented by Aaron, and it'll be called Encounter with Our Enemy. It's going to be interesting. And the last one we're going to wrap up with week four, Encounter with Our God. That's probably the best one. All right. So for week one, how many of us watched the video up online with our small group people? Raise your hand. Okay, very good. Okay. How many of us practiced solitude at least once this past 2 weeks? Yes, very good. How many of us practiced at least more than once the past 2 weeks? You guys are rock stars. I love it. Okay, for those who did not get a chance to practice solitude, we're going to practice all together right here, right now. Sounds good? All right. We're going to do this together, so you don't have to start right now, but what we're going to do is begin with three long deep breaths. If you can hold it for 4 seconds, great. If you can't, then that's not a problem. And we're going to inhale God's love, and we're going to exhale all our stress, all our worries of our day and week. And then after that, we're going to focus on a certain part in our chest. And then after that, we're going to be vulnerable and be open. Okay, so this is all going to be done for yourself. All right, so let's go ahead. If you would like to close your eyes, go for it. If you don't want to, you don't have to. All right, so let's partially close our eyes, don't close our eyes, and begin with three long deep breaths. Hold it for 4 seconds if you can. We're going to do it intermittently. So first breath, breathe in, 4 seconds. Breathe out. Breathe out all the stress. One more time. Breathe in. Long, deep, 4 seconds. Hold it. Breathe out. Exhale. All the distractions, all the worries. The last long, deep breath. Hold it in. And breathe out. Exhale all the distractions, all the worries of today's. Focus on where you feel the deepest part of you right now and place your attention there. And know that God is present in that space. Allow your whole self, your busy mind, your anxieties, your fears, joys, and insecurities to be open, available, and seen by God. I'm going to pray a real quick, small prayer that was in the book. You can hold yourself. It says, God of our hearts, of our deep places, who waits patiently for our attention each day, that you might show us your love, lead us into stillness, into aloneness with you, so that we would know and receive you evermore. Amen. All right. So that was just a quick snapshot of the power of solitude and how you can tap into that power and how we can learn more about it. And the best person that we can really learn solitude from is actually Jesus, none other than Jesus himself. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 says, "In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence." If you notice, it says in the days of his flesh, so he's been doing it for a very long time, a consistent type of behavior. Not just one time he felt really sad, upset, and he went out with his friends. No, it was a consistent daily thing that he did. And he prayed. It was a part of his solitude. The part here, it says he was heard because of his reverence. You know, our prayers are heard. I'm not sure if you have the feeling sometimes when your prayers are not being heard. They are heard. I'm trying to tell you right now, they are being heard loud and very, very clear. Yes, they are. Sometimes people hear an audible reply from God. Sometimes they hear him saying something back to them immediately, sometimes later on. Sometimes they hear it audibly when they're sleeping, when they're dreaming. But sometimes we also hear his voice in scripture and also from people around us and also from the circumstances and the situations that speak to us. So why don't we pick up on practicing solitude on a daily basis? Billy already mentioned that in week one, but we're going to go over it again. We're going to do steps one all the way up to three in an overview fashion. And then Reese is going to come up here and talk more about step four up to seven in the encounter yourself mode or style. Okay? All right. So we're up here on step one. Find a quiet place. Choose a space that will help you stay away from distraction. Your home, it could be your room, it could be your bedroom, it could be a garden. It could be anywhere in LA. I would definitely recommend the Stone View Center, as well as Palos Verdes is a really nice place. But stay in the area, don't go too far. Okay, don't turn yourself into a meal for something out there in the forest. Just stay in the area and stay safe. All right, keep your phone away from you, and this is your time to be present with the Lord. Step two, focus on your breathing. It's very, very crucial that you do that. Remember, this is just a suggestion. You can sing a song, you could do anything you like. This is just a suggestion, but breathing has always been something that has been powerful. Begin with a slow, deep breath, like we did. And making sure that it's not shallow, that it's something deep that's within your soul. You want to get connected to God. This is your time. This is what you got yourself into. You want to connect to God and get close to him. Step three, invite God's presence. Some people love to say, "Come, Holy Spirit." You bring God into your heart and mind through that word or that sentence. "Lord, have mercy on me." If you feel guilty, you feel shame, you can always say that, and you can always say Jesus. You can always say other scripture. Like for me, I like to say Psalm 46, verse 10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." My mind is all over the place. I love saying that scripture. And also, Psalm 62, verse 1, it says, "Truly my soul finds rest in God." Truly my soul finds rest in God, and none other than God himself. Distractions. They're going to come to you almost immediately if you're a busy person, or if you're a person who thinks deeply, or if you're a person who's just like that, you will get distractions. They will come to you. Your mind will wander, thoughts, feelings, emotions, a task list, or something where you're at in a particular time in your life. Something happened. Something happened in the past, or something might happen in the future, something medical, something to do with your family, money, finance, anything can come to your mind. Why? Because your brain is suited to help you be protected. It's suited to help you to stay away from danger. So if your mind is going to go somewhere else, no, bring it back to those important things because you have to do them. Or because if you don't, then you're going to get in trouble or you might be in danger. Anything dopamine, it's going to go in that direction. Anything that is not normal, it's going to go in that direction. You're training yourself to build new neural pathways. And so when you go into solitude, it's going to be difficult. You're going to get distractions. But be very patient with yourself. Help yourself to be focused on what you're doing. Celebrate those 1 or 2 minutes of focus. If you manage to move yourself from being still into a prayer kind of mode, hold it and pray for a minute or two. Celebrate that 1 or 2 minutes. You got yourself out of that distraction mode. And if you can pull it off for 10 minutes, that's even better. But remember what Jesus did in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. During the days of his flesh, it was a consistent behavior. And so he was able to start from, well, he was perfect, but he started off from probably a particular duration, and then he was able to move on from there. Remember, he was a child, and then he grew up, so he learned things. He wasn't just snapped from the sky, and he just was a child prodigy or anything like that. He learned many different things, yeah? All right, we're going to have Reese come up here.
You've just listened to the Westside Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.